Welcome to Torimecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu, Perek 43. In the last perek, we learned about how Mashiach will transform the world, and that Hashem will destroy those who choose not to serve him. The perek ends by describing the punishment of the Jewish nation who sins and does not change. This perek directly follows from the last one. The division of the prakim do not follow our tradition. The first 10 psukim of the perek are included with the last perek as part of the Haftorah for Bereishis. Yeshayahu says words of nechama about how the Jewish people will be saved from exile. The Radak explains this perek similarly to his approach in other prakim. He says this perek is about Chizkiyahu and can also be about Mashiach. We are going to learn this perek with the approach of Rashi, who looks at the psukim as talking about Hashem's promises to Avraham Avinu, our initial salvation from Mitzrayim, and our future salvation. Pasuk 1, V'yata. And now, after the nation has heard a nevuah about all the troubles they will face, Hashem who created and formed them tells them not to be afraid. As proof why they do not need to be afraid, Hashem says that he has saved them in the past, specifically according to Rashi from the slavery in Egypt. Al tira ki ga'alticha. Do not be afraid because I saved you when you were in Egypt. Karasi Vishimcha, I called with your name. Hashem called us a special name, showing our status. He referred to us as his eldest son. He told us, Liata, you are mine. As a result of this relationship, when, Pasuk 2, Kisavor Bamayim, when we passed through the waters of the Yamsuf, Itcha Ani, Hashem was with you. When we were slaves in Egypt and the Egyptians acted like they would overwhelm us like a river, Lo Yishtefucha, they would not overwhelm you. In the future, at the end of days, the sun will burn up the wicked, but v'lehava lo sivar bach, the flame will not burn you. While Rashi explains the pasuk as referring to both our slavery in Egypt and the time of the Geula, Mutsudas David says that this pasuk is referring in more general terms to the fact that the nations will not be able to overwhelm us throughout Galus, no matter how many troubles we may have. They will put us through water and fire, literally and figuratively, and we will survive. Hashem saved us when we were in Mitzrayim. Whenever the Jewish people deserved punishment, he punished the Egyptians instead. Pasuk 3. Nasati chafrecha Mitzrayim. I have given Egypt as your ransom. During the plague of the firstborn son, the Egyptians' firstborns died, while Bnei Yisrael, who are called Hashem's firstborn son, were saved, even though they deserved destruction, as the Jews were also idol worshippers. Kush usva tachtecha, and Kush and Sva instead of you. The Mitzudas David explains a similar thing happened at the time of Sancheriv. When Sancheriv held his initial siege, Hashem caused him to be suspicious of Kush and go to fight them instead of completing their battle for Jerusalem. In that case too, Hashem transferred his negative attention to another nation so that the Jews would not be punished. We have a special relationship with Hashem, where Vani ahavticha, and I, Hashem, love you. Ve'etein adam tachtecha uleumim tachas nafshecha, and I have given man under you and nations instead of your soul. Rashi explains that Hashem regularly exchanges what should happen to Israel and transfers it to another nation. The Mishpitzo Zahav explains how this can be fair, that the Jews sin and the other nations are punished. At certain times in the human story, the world is judged with a stricter eye than at other times, according to the Midas HaDin, with Hashem's attribute of justice. The punishment would be quite severe if it were carried out against the Jewish people alone. While the Jewish people deserve the punishment, there is a mitigating factor. Chazal say there are only two reasons that the Jewish people sin. Either they give in to their Yetzer Hara, or they are ruled and oppressed by the nations which influence them to do the wrong thing. The Pasuk says, I will give Adam, man, in your place. The Gemara in Brachos 62 says that one should not read this phrase as Adam, but as Edom. The Yetzer Hara is the angel of Esav, of Edom, who causes all sins. Therefore, it is fair for Edom to be punished for what they caused in this world. The other nations that oppress us have a hand in this as well, and also deserve some punishment. Once some of the justice, some of the din, has been carried out, the remaining punishments on the Jewish people are far less. Hashem puts forth a beautiful vision of the rewards that will replace the punishments. Hashem will bring back all the Jews from wherever they are on earth. The description feels like a prayer for our times. Mimizrach avi zarecha umima'arav akadzecha. From the east I will bring back your seed, and from the west I will gather you. Pasuk 6. Omar l'tzafon teni l'seimon al techla'i. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Havi'i vanai mirachok uvnosai mikse ha'aretz. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the end of the earth. Yeshayahu also emphasizes that the tzaddikim are well taken care of in galus, as Hashem gives every person the necessary tools to work on themselves to merit geula. Pasuk 7. Kol hanikra v'shmi. Anyone who calls in Hashem's name, who is a tzaddik, has these tools available to him even in the midst of all their suffering. Rav Schwab points out that the pasuk says chol, anyone who is working for Hashem's honor. This includes Jew and non-Jew alike. All of humanity is in this world to increase the glory of Hashem. Whoever works to this goal will be given the tools specifically designed by Hashem to do so and will merit the geula. As we discussed before, the nation went out into galus because they did not see or pay attention to Hashem's messages. They purposely made themselves as if they were blind to the proper way to act. They did not notice how Hashem created the world to be inspired by nature or how Hashem intervened in their life. They were deaf to learning from the mitzvos of Hashem. In the time of Geula, this manner of being blind and deaf will disappear. Yeshayahu pauses in his description of the Geula to make a point about false prophets. He is prophesying a magnificent future. He already has proof that Hashem brings his nevuos to fruition. Hashem promised Avram Avinu that his children will go to Galus. This indeed happened and proved that all the nevuos from Hashem are true. Yeshayahu wants the other nations and false prophets to also bring proofs, just like he did. They cannot, which shows the fundamental difference between Judaism and other religions. People should be able to verify v'yishmu'u, what they heard, pasuk 9, v'yomru emes, to be able to verify that it is true, as in the case of Judaism with our Nevi'im. Pasuk 10, atem edai ne'om Hashem v'avdi asher b'charti. You are my witnesses and my servants that I chose. The Jewish people demonstrate that Hashem keeps his word to fulfill that which he promised to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. The fact that the Jewish people have survived in Galus shows that so many nevuos have come true, and this is a testament to the truth of all nevuos. Hashem has shown some of his nevuos to be true to increase our belief and understanding of what makes Hashem unique from all other powers. Leman teidu, v'saminu li v'savinu ki ani Hashem. That you should know and believe in me and understand that I am Hashem. There is no power outside Hashem, either that came before or after him. Yeshayahu repeats the idea in stronger language, as this idea is the foundation for our service of Hashem. Pasuk 11. Anochi Anochi Hashem. I am Hashem. Ve'en mibaladai Moshia. And beside me there is no Savior. The idea being expressed here is the same idea we say every day when we say Shema Yisrael. That Hashem is our God. He has chosen us and he is one. His power is indivisible and over all things. First, Pasuk 12, Anochi Higadati. Hashem tells us what will happen. Hashem told Avraham Avinu what his children will face, and only next, Voshati, I save you. Hashem lets us know how we will be saved so that we can be witnesses for Hashem's truth. We have heard how Hashem loves us and only he can save us. Yeshayahu demonstrates this important principle by telling us a nevuah about something that will occur after his lifetime. He tells the people now that there will be a king who will overthrow Babel. We will learn in future Prakim that his name is Koresh, king of Persia. The Psukim tell us that in the future, Babel will flee from an invading Persian army on their ships that were previously only used for entertainment. This major political change will only happen because Hashem is, Pasuk 15, Borei Yisrael Malkechem, is the creator of Israel, and he is your king. Rav Schwab says that this shows that every political change that happens in Galus is only because Hashem has made his nation Israel and is their king, and he is leading them through the experiences that they need and is changing world history to help that happen. These experiences in Galus are leading to Geula. In Psukim 16-21, Yeshayahu compares the salvation of the past from Mitzrayim to the eventual Geula and says they are not even comparable. The Geula in the future will be so much more remarkable. The miracles of Exodus were quite remarkable on their own. Hashem even, Pasuk 16, Hanosein B'yam Darech, made a path in the sea. The Midrash lists 10 miracles that Hashem did for the Jewish people as they went through the Yam Suf. For example, there were 12 transparent tunnels so they could travel in comfort and still see each other so that there would be no anxiety. Plus, they had food and drink whenever they wanted. Another miracle was that Hashem did not just drown the Egyptians in the Yam Suf. Instead, Pasuk 17, Hamotzi recha vasus, chayil v'izuz, yachtav yishkevu, bal yakumu, who brought forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power, and together they lay down and did not get up. The features of a drowned person are distorted by water to a large extent. Hashem spit the Egyptian army out of the Yam Suf while they were still alive so that they could die on the seashore. This allowed every former slave to identify his master and know that he would never get up and the slave would be free forever. Even though this miracle was so great, Pasuk 18, Al tizkru rishonos, you will not remember the initial miracles. The Jewish people will not mention the exodus from Egypt when it is the time of Mashiach. That miracle will eclipse anything that happened before. The time of Mashiach will be completely different than anything that preceded it. There will be miracles that have never been experienced. Pasuk 19. Hineni oseh chadasha. Behold, I will do a new thing. Ata tismach. Now you will spring forth. In addition to this promise of growth, the Pesukim also promise that there will be a new water source that flows where the Jewish people live, which we've heard about also in previous Prakim. This water will not only benefit the Jewish people. Wild animals will come to this new habitat to enjoy the refreshing water. Hashem will bring this for, Pasuk 21, Amzu Yatzarti Li. I formed this nation for myself, Tihilasi Yasaperu, so they might tell of my praise. The parak began with a section which was part of the Haftorah for Parshas Bereishis. Then there was an intervening section which told of the wonders of the future Geula. And now we're going to have another section which will be included in the Haftorah for Parshas Vayikra, which began with Pasuk 21 and includes much of the next parak, Parak 44. The end of the parak from Psukim 22 to 28 have an additional rebuke to Klal Yisrael that they did not serve Hashem as was appropriate. They brought karbanos that were not appropriate. Nonetheless, Hashem will save them. Once again, the division of the Prakim do not reflect the nature of the Psukim. The messages of the next parak will conclude these concepts with a consolation. The rebuke begins that even though Hashem had set up the Jewish people for a specific purpose, they were supposed to praise Hashem. Pasuk 22, Velo osi karasa Yaakov. You did not call to me Yaakov. Instead, you went to serve Avodah Zarah. They did not praise Hashem. Ki agati bi Yisrael. Nor did you tire yourself out for my service, Yisrael. The Jewish people tried to be finished with any religious duties quickly so they could go enjoy their lives. The Psukim enumerates how minimal was their service of Hashem. They did not even bring the requisite karbanos and instead served idols. It was not because the service was excessive, but because the people just could not be bothered. They didn't need to spend money on incense, as which was part of the karbanos service, as the required spices Hashem made sure were found naturally and plentifully. Whatever they bought, Pasuk 24, lo kanisali, it wasn't bought for me, for Hashem. Their reason to bring karbanos was self-motivated, as they did not want to invest themselves in their service of Hashem. Hashem did not burden the Jewish people with too many mitzvos that were too difficult without a purpose. But nonetheless, what Hashem got was, he'evadtani b'chatosecha, you overburdened me with your sins. Even so, Pasuk 25, Anochi Anochi Humoche Pishaecha Lemani, I will erase your sins for my sake. Hashem will erase all of our sins, not because we deserve it, and not because of the merit of our avos, but because Hashem is our King who is merciful. Vechatosecha lo eskor, and I will not remember your sins. The sins will be so erased that there won't be any memory of them. Hashem now responds to an unspoken protest by the people. Pasuk 26. Haski Reini, remind me, says Hashem, of what you and your ancestors did that should be rewarded. Nishpata Yachad, let's judge together. Saperata, leman tzedak, you recount so that you can justify yourself. Hashem brings his evidence. Pasuk 27. Avicha Harishon Chata, your first father sinned. Rashi explains this as referring to Avram Avinu. When Hashem told Avraham Avinu that his children would inherit the land of Israel, Avram asked Hashem, how will I know? As a consequence for this lack of faith, Avram's children needed to experience the slavery of Egypt. Umlitzecha pashuvi, your spokesman sinned against me. We have many tzaddikim in our past and present, who we point to as tzaddikim, but all of them have sinned in one way or the other. As a consequence for these sins, Pasuk 28, Vachalel Sarei Kodesh, Vetnal Lacherem Yaakov, Yisrael Gidufim. I will even profane the princes of holiness, and I give Yaakov over for destruction, and Yisrael for revilement. There will be galus as a consequence of all these sins. This perek once again ends on a negative note. The beginning of the next perek will begin with a positive nevuah to conclude this idea in a positive way with nechama. This perek had a few sections. The first part of the perek, the first 10 psukim, provided the nechama for the negative psukim at the end of the last perek. It focused on how Hashem has fulfilled his promises to us over time and will do so again in the future. Yeshayahu then asks the other nations to prove that their nevuahs are true. Hashem has always done this and does it again in this perek by discussing Koresh, who will defeat Babel far in the future. The promised Geula will be even better than the miracles in the past. The perek concludes with rebuke that the Jewish people have not served Hashem with karbanos properly, if at all. There is an important lesson in this perek. We can be demoralized that everyone is a sinner, even Avram Avinu. We can feel like we want to give up. The message in this perek is not meant for us to be depressed. Rather, it is actually a positive statement. Throughout the perek, we heard that Hashem loves us and is going to do positive things for us, for His sake, no matter what we do. Hashem chose us, and therefore we will be redeemed. When we can do mitzvos, we should use it as an opportunity to praise Hashem, as that is all He wants. Rather than looking at our humanity as a source of shame, we should use it to propel us to have gratitude that Hashem accepts us as we are, no matter what, which will lead us to serve Him more completely. Thank you for learning together, Li'iloy Shnishmas Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.